This week, several airlines implemented guidelines requiring all passengers and crew members wear masks to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But recent images of crowded flights shared on social media have raised concern for flight attendants that not enough is being done to ensure their safety. Sarah Nelson is the union president of the Association of Flight Attendants, and she recently wrote a letter to federal officials urging them to limit travel. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Earlier this week, you shared an image of a crowded flight on Twitter. Can you tell us more about that picture and where it was taken?
I have been getting reports from flight attendants over the past week that they've been experiencing full flights. And this is a result of the planes being taken out of the air. So there's fewer planes taking off now. With all the discussion about opening states back up, there's been a slight increase in the number of people getting onto planes. So this particular picture was actually sent to me by Sean Penn, who was moving people around for his core response charity that has set up testing sites all over. The actor Sean Penn. And he's helped to set up testing sites all over California. And he actually pulled his essential workers off that plane and rebooked them on charter flights to get them around, but was very concerned about this and contacted a member of Congress who told him that he should get in touch with me.
Mm. You lead a union that represents 50,000 flight attendants across 20 airlines, and we've been hearing about some of the measures companies have taken requiring passengers to wear masks and those types of things. Your union sent a letter to the Transportation Secretary and the Health and Human Services Secretary. What are you asking for?
One of the things that we're asking for in that letter is a requirement by the government for anyone in aviation stepping up to the airport door or on the airplane be wearing a face covering or mask. As we know, supply chain issues have made it difficult to have the proper protective gear. And so recognizing that we don't have a supply chain to have the proper equipment for flight attendants on board, we're saying that the government needs to step in and say that everyone has to have a face covering. So this was key to our letter and that the department is moving forward with what was contemplated under the CARES Act to ensure that essential service to all of our communities continues. But during this time, we don't have any extra travel that is unnecessary now, and we're not aiding in the spread of the coronavirus through aviation.
Oh, okay. So in that same letter, when you say this extra travel, you are also asking for leisure travel to stop for the time being. What do you mean by that? Is that what you mean by extra travel?
What we mean by that is that there is absolutely a necessity for people to be traveling right now. First and foremost, we have our first responders or essential workers who are going to hotspots to help. The best way that we could describe cutting back on the travel is to say no leisure travel. But really what is contemplated in the CARES Act is ensuring that essential travel is continuing at this time, but recognizing the advice from healthcare professionals that the rest of us stay home. If we don't have business out to support our communities or support the professionals who are trying to contain the virus. So saying no leisure travel was another way of saying that.
Yeah. You know, most of us have been on a plane. We know what a plane is like. I think even during normal times, we're thinking about the flu season, colds, recycled air. I mean, there are so many unknowns that we don't know about this coronavirus. Are you concerned about that larger issue that we can have all of these safety measures in place, but a plane might not be as foolproof and safe because we don't really know what places are safe?
We've been learning a lot about the coronavirus since it first arrived on the scene here. And so there is a possibility of using this time to make aviation safe, but also to use this time to put policies in place so that at some point here, even before we have a vaccine, we can return to some level of normalcy. We count on the traveling public knowing that when you buy a plane ticket, you're going to be safe. And that's what we are asking that we set up so that we can get to a space where people can confidently buy tickets again.
That's Sarah Nelson. She's the union president of the Association of Flight Attendants. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.